Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal. And you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. She rocks.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
She's grown up as the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, celebrating 8 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia.
You're a special soul on this earth.
Our guest today, and Stephanie Ann Stevens. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and she's going to be putting that track on her new CD coming out. We're going to be walking into the show momentarily. This is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Thank you, Rob Sarek, for providing this format each and every week here on this network. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. Oh, wait, we have a new number, too. That number was down due to hurricanes and all types of things. 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. I'll be putting the number in the LiveParanormal.com chat room. So feel free to jump into the chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, numerologist, musician, vocalist, and author Stephanie Ann Stevens today on the show. So everyone visit ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. On Amazon search, My Karate Angel is her title. and YouTube search Stephanie Ann Stevens. Upcoming, we have A&E's Ghost Hunters Brandon Elvis next Saturday. That's the 21st. We have Memphis Ghost Investigations and Spirit Rescue Team Investigators. The founders will be on the program on the 28th. Also, too, Detroit Paranormal Expeditions founder will be returning, Todd Bonner, to the program. That'll be April 18th. As well, Travel Channel Strange World Series host investigator Christopher Gertano will be on the program on the 25th of April. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. The host and broadcasters and paranormal teams, authors, as they book themselves on this show, we will let you know at the homepage of the Facebook page, the fan page, Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. So go over and like that. Also, to liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about all of the guests as we post them real time. There's a lot of new great paranormal team investigator roundups on the weekend, so definitely go over and like that as well. Support the vendors here and as well the memberships. They start as low as $2.99 a month, and Rob Sarek is great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of great autograph books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, and also, mail meters, gadgets, and things as well, too. He's great at rewarding everybody that joins the membership pages. Tonight on Light Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits. He'll be monthly Mondays right here on Light Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of lightparanormal.com. Let's bring in our host here, the Ghost Host. And we're unmuting her right now. There you are. Sophia, congratulations. 8 years of broadcasting. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 8 years.
I know, 8 years. You're doing a great job. And, Sophia, fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people with your show. And, Sophia, tell us about our guest returning today.
Today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, healer, numerologist, and authors to the show. Everyone visit ommaster.net, Facebook Stephanie Ann Stevens, Amazon search My Karate Angel, YouTube search Stephanie Ann Stevens. Let's welcome her back into the show.
Talk to me.
Thank you, Peter. Let's see, Stephanie Ann. There you are. We got it unmuted. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, John. Hi, Sophia. Thank you for having me on, and hello to Peter. It's great.
We're here with love and light for you.
He's here with love and light for you.
What did he say? I'm sorry.
Oh, he's here with love and light for you.
Oh, love and light. Same to you, Peter. Same to you. Yeah, I've seen a lot of him lately.
Oh, wow.
So it's great to
well,
be here,
you
guys. Well,
thank you so much for coming back on today.
Thank you, Sophia. Congratulations for 8 years. I know, 8 years. It's hard to believe, 8 years of broadcasting. And I'm speechless to think. And I always tell people, she's only 20, but guys, she's been on since she was like 11. They're like, oh my God, so it's really amazing. And to see how you've evolved and how the show has progressed, and I've been honored to be on it for how many years now? Quite a while. So, excuse
all
me.
Eight.
Well, thank you. And thank you for always coming back on. At least my voice is less high pitched and squeaky now, because that is really hard to listen to.
I know your voice has totally changed. It's like, wow, is that her? Is that the same person? Man, it totally has changed, and it's amazing.
Well, for me, that's a compliment, because I listened to those shows when I was 12, and I'm like, oh gosh, I sound like a squirrel. It's really hard.
It's evolved.
A cute squirrel, a beautiful squirrel.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I know you've also been in the paranormal kind of since you were very young. You first initially realized you had an ability at 6 years old. Can you tell us how you kind of initially discovered that and what that was like for you?
I think, Sophia, that, and it's good to regroup on these things because of, well, even today's things, today's times that we're in and all that. Basically, I was raised in a self-realization fellowship. My parents were doing meditations, Christian too, but there was, without any knowledge or anything, I just sat on my bed and somehow was able to project what is now called the Omega. They call it the OM, like the universal sound and voice of God, and this sound came out of me. And my mom recognized it as this, you know, OM sound, and so she introduced me to notable spiritual people. And that was in Boulder, Colorado. And then we moved to California. And it evolved into doing readings at 16. So similar to your being a teenager and everything, getting started really young. So I started doing them like at 16, 17. And it was very pretty advanced at that age. And it just has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
To a much more universal cosmic thing. Things just change, but they definitely move forward in spirituality. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, definitely have such an amazing ability. And I know you said that you started doing readings at a very young age, but when you first noticed you had an ability, exactly were the gifts that you noticed you had? Did you see spirits, or were you just like able to read people and stuff like that?
Well, what happened was first the sound, and then that didn't get discovered till 40 years later. But my mom set me down, Sophia. She set me down, and she said to me, she goes, "Who are you in a past? Or who are you?" Or I said, "This is my fourth lifetime to learn humility." I was 17, and she started giving me names, just like, okay, like if she just said John, and just that name, or a woman's name, and I would somehow be able to describe their location, the clothes they were wearing, what health problems they were having, many, 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 many details about them, sight unseen. So my first testing came from my mom, and that's how she ended up introducing me to Hazel Denning, who was training young mediums at the time. And I started, and then, you know, that just, again, progressed into, but yeah, there was clairvoyance. I would have to say there was visions, clairvoyance, the feeling, the clairsentience. It evolved into the being able to smell things, see things, hear things, and then that evolved into touch. So those things were prevalent at that age, very, you know, like advanced. It just started like, and at 21, it really just went through the roof. And I didn't even know what was going on. It was kind of scary, to be honest with you. It was scary. It was scary to tell somebody, hey, watch out for a license plate number, and then they get hit by it, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I know at 19, I was just going to say,
I'm
at 19, you had a near-death experience. How did that affect you with your gifts? And what was that like for you?
It was actually pretty cool, which is a weird thing to say. I was in heavy fog in California. I know you guys know what that's like. And I was driving to my job, and I got caught in it, couldn't see the road, and ended up hitting four cars in front of me at 45 miles an hour, which means you're blacking out. Yeah. Before I did, and as I started to go into that blackness, I said, oh, I might die. I thought those words. So what for me, the Bible talks about the valley of the shadow of death. Well, there's a darkness in it, but it's not like a scary darkness. It's like a velvet covering. So it was like plunging into this kind of thing, and it was total peace. I had no fear. I was totally peaceful. I was like, oh, cool, I might die. I mean, it was just, I know, but yeah, there was no fear of it. And then I hit them, and then I came out of going, I can pay for it all. You know? everybody caught on fire in front of me, including me. So, our cars. But it was very peaceful, to answer that question. Yeah.
And did that experience affect your abilities at all?
Not well. I would have to say that was, I'm pretty sure that was my first concussion. It's possible, it probably made me more peaceful. I know also at 14, I had another, accident where I was pushed through a door of glass panes, and I went into that same thing there, that same kind of, blackness or whatever. It's interesting, though, at 16, I had actually become an evangelical Christian, a born-again Christian, and so I had this peace at this other accident, which I didn't have at one at 14, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you could be more scared at 14, if you know what I mean. So, it was just, I always felt like I was connected to something much greater than myself. That was the feeling when this was going on. I'm just kind of like following a path or whatever. I'm pretty sure there were angels around too. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's definitely amazing how you were able to discover your gift at such a young age and, how many people you've been able to help throughout the years. What's that like for you, being able to, kind of take something that I'm sure was very scary at first and just turn it into something that's helpful for others? How kind of did you start that journey of helping people like that? I know you said you did at 16.
I think when I went a professional at 21, and so after, and it's a scary thing to do that because you're stepping out in faith, like, oh, wow, I'm going to give actual readings I'm getting paid for. It was a natural thing for me. I sat down and I prayed. I said, I really want to help heal people. And that's when I was getting into the healing part of it, wanting, that leads to that medical intuition and that kind of thing. And it's been similarly described as similar to John of God, actually, the things that I've been allowed to do or able to do or whatever. And I have to say through God only, but just just a desire to help people, the desire to help heal people. And I think that what happens is that starts to make it more prevalent that, okay, you've got this, you've got a responsibility with it, use it wisely. So after going professional at 21, it really, that was definitely something I said, okay, God, if this is not of you, take this away. And it didn't, because it was scary, the license plate thing, and it didn't go away. It did not go away. Instead, it was like, oh, okay, then there must be something to this that you want me, what do you want me to do? Just, okay, help people, help to heal them in any way that you can. But make sure that you're connected to a very divine source, otherwise you can be deceived.
Mm-hmm. And I know you were talking about the license plate thing, and you've been doing this professionally for many years. What has been the most interesting or kind of scary experience you've had through your abilities?
Oh, let's go through thousands of people. I would have to, I know, how do you, I would honestly say probably one of the, I can name the one where I ended up predicting myself into my friend Mark's life and had no idea that I was predicting myself. So that was very, very dramatic because it was a very life-altering change. I didn't even barely know this, didn't really know him very well. And then I'm at his house a month after Jack's passing in my own, thing and going, okay, how did I get here? I can name it. I was recently, actually, I was doing an email reading, angel writing, sorry, and I was giving this to my client they had been plagued by his her husband's girlfriend for 17 mm-hmm. years.
Oh,
in
wow.
any way, trying to prove that he was the father of her, you know, and just hitting him financially in every way, going after his inheritance, causing extreme grief to this family. And just this was in January, and basically said, this was last January actually, and said that this will come to an end in January, and this and this and this, his good name will be restored, but this will stop in January. And it was freaky to find out. She then emailed me a few months after that or something to that mm-hmm. effect. They said in December, his girlfriend, she had passed away.
Oh, wow.
So the tormentor had passed away in that week of January, and everything else has other things that were said that had started to come to pass, where his good name was restored and all that kind of thing. So that's probably one of the most, that's probably it, I would have to say, because that's 17 years of torment and comes to an end. So that's almost, that's actually prophecy. That's not so much a psychic prediction as that's prophecy.
Definitely. And, you know, it's so amazing, you know, all the work you do with your abilities. Besides, you know, doing readings for people, you also are an author. Can you tell us a little bit about each of your books and where everyone can find them?
I have, there's two books. There's, I think the first one I was writing was I had Growing Up Medium, but I had to take that one out of print. But I have The Power of the Omega, and that is basically what we're, you know, how the evolving of this gift of the Omega transferred into everything that I do as far as readings, healings, everything, the Omega being used and being teamed up with Mark now in that. And so that's Power of the Omega, and on Kindle, it's The Mysterious Healings of the Angels. because in 2005, I talked to a ufologist, Wes Bateman, through a friend of ours and client of mine, and he said that the Omega mm-hmm. was of the elves and the Elohim. So it's of the angels, which means the, you know, elves. And then the other one is My Karate Angel, My Journey with Mark, when I was his caregiver, and how he and I teamed up in karate, because I'm in karate because of him. And he sends it as well. So working as a team with him from the other side, that's what he was supposed to fulfill. And that's what he's fulfilling now from the other side. So, yeah, pretty cool books. They're on, where are they, Sophia? You have to, what, Amazon, right? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Kindle and, sorry, I'm just, I haven't had my coffee. Well, Kindle and Amazon, they can be, and I'm with Stellium Publishers, Annette. Is my Annette Munich is my publisher with Stellium Publishers, so you can get them on Kindle and also on Amazon that way. So it's really very descriptive, and it has a lot of the readings mm-hmm. in the Power of the Omega catalogs. A lot of the readings, a lot of the healings, the people I met from childhood, and how I myself actually tested the Om or the Omega to see what its effects would be on my audience in my seminars, our seminars from 2004, meeting the Blessed Mother, and just how it totally transformed into something very powerful to help heal other people. I just sent it to my niece yesterday. She was freaking out because of, you know, this thing going on, and mm-hmm. she's in California. And her heart stopped racing. She was open to the vibration of energy of it. And it's been able to just help a lot of people through long-distance healing. Cancer, people are not there. And it has a physical force to it. Yeah. Might be the chi of it. I don't know. But it's pretty strong, powerful.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, it is great that you're able to help people remotely like that. Are you currently working on any other books?
No, just books of music. Just writing a lot of music, mm-hmm. a lot of music and that. So I don't think I'll be writing any more books, but they are, Yeah, just the music, healing music and that kind of thing. And I just want to say something about the with the Omega, is it's like it's supposed to be the voice and the sound of God. And it's a very peaceful thing. And I direct it also to the earth and to the sky and, you know, to connect to Mother Earth, to connect to Gaia Earth and all that. I find it must put out alpha waves. I've never had it tested. But, yeah, it also is interesting that it's a high G as far as a musical note goes. So it's like that. And mm-hmm. what they're finding, Sophia, is they're finding that healing frequency is the way of the future. So sound and vibration are being used very prevalently in healing. So it's, you know, interesting that being able to do that. And I did meet with Dr. Andrew Weil, and I've been tested as a medical intuitive and all that. So, but yeah, the sound is what's going on. It's very powerful.
Well, yeah, that's amazing, especially with your work as a musician, you know, kind of transferring from the helpful books to, you know, now music that can help people. So it's incredible to see, you know, what you're working on and what you will be in the future.
Well, I've been doing music since I was, I wrote my first songs at 7 and 8, and I've been doing music since I was mm-hmm. 6. And then you even have your own song, and so does Peter have his. So,
yeah, thank you for that, by the way. It's really great.
Yes, it's fun. It'll be going on the new CD that's going to be going. It'll be going on the new CD that's coming out. But what I found is that when I'm meditating, if I'm meditating and I'm sending this, you know, Omega or whatever, it somehow joins another, like other sounds come in, and it's almost like pulling mm-hmm. it in from the universe or something. But I can't teach it to people. And I think it enhances a reading. In fact, I know it does. Constantly seeing this blue light in front of us, you know, just it's kind of like appearing, and that's the lights let me know that, okay, we're on track here with whatever we're telling somebody or seeing or something. But if it heals somebody, mm-hmm. you've done your job. You've done your job.
Yeah, for sure. And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And yeah, everyone, today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, numerologist, musician, vocalist, and author, Stephanie Ann Stevens. Everyone, as she mentioned too as well, visit ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. Amazon and Kindle, search My Karate Angel. That's My Karate Angel by title. And YouTube, search Stephanie Ann Stevens. And of course, next week, the 21st, we welcome back Brandon Elvis of Ghost Hunters on A&E. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know? It's almost like we didn't leave break.
That's the voice of our guest today, Stephanie Ann Stevens, a psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic healer, of course, as you know, musician, vocalist, and author. Everyone visit ommaster.net. And as she mentioned, the song at the top of the hour, Song for Sophia, will be released on her new CD. So definitely frequently visit ommaster.net. We'll have her on for that release, too, as well, coming up in the future. She's one of our ongoing guests. So also, too, Amazon and Kindle search My Karate Angel for her book title. And it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Feel free to call in 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. And feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room where I posted our guest links today, too. I'm trying to unmute everybody, too, as well. And as I'm doing that, let me just throw it out there. Stephanie Ann, just hearing Sophia's voice and over the course of the show, is there something you feel or sense about her direction?
Oh, absolutely, John. There's, you know, it's kind of like going back to the roots. And I know that nothing's going to stop her. You know, that's why Peter came through in that song about Sophia as far as the direction that she's going and guiding her beyond just a very special path, I think heading in a direction of you know, having her own, her, not just this, but the travel, the TV, and being in right there in the forefront to lead other people with her special talents and being able to see the entities and being able to help get them to a place of comfort, not unlike Peter did, but in her own special way. So I think that looking ahead, I think, and I've seen, like I said, I've seen a lot of Peter lately. I'm sure you're not surprised. I think July is going to be very interesting, even as, you know, because she's turning 21. Happy birthday, by the way. And she's turning 21, and I think, you're welcome. Not today, of course. I hope. No, okay.
A Monday.
But yeah, just. Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Okay. But I think that a source of inspiration, and again, like this evolving thing, so I think July is going to be the target where I feel like a TV show and greater exposure is going to be launched. I really do.
Wow.
Think that. Well, feel that.
Thank you for all your support throughout the years, too. You know, you've always been such a great friend to my family and I. And so, yeah, thank you for always coming on the show.
Thank
and, you
will
know,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then, you know.
Especially
yeah,
if you have toilet paper. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah,
no.
It'd be great
no,
to meet soon,
yeah.
though, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I know that's going to happen. It's just one of those progressive things, you know. There was one other thing I forgot to mention. Being a spirit artist is really fascinating because I've had an artistic gift all my life. But what happens is that I'll draw somebody, and it's somebody that passed on. And it's done in like 30 seconds. And you know how they talk about automatic writing? I'm not sure what this is, but a lot of times it'll smell like roses. Or I'll write something that'll smell like roses. And I think that what that is that's pulling in, again, a much, you know, like a higher source type thing. all that. But yeah, I definitely, it's really interesting. even if I go to sing somewhere, I'll have people come up, do you want to do a reading, you know, and you're there to sing and all that, but can you do this? You know, so it's not, you know, they're in need of help and all that, but yes, I really think, you know, I would personally like to see and have, and I think that these things sometimes take time for what my vision for Sophia was, seeing that TV show. Sometimes it takes more time than we want to think it's going to take, but it's all kind of like lines up and then boom, it happens. You know what I mean? And I feel like 21 is just, I can see like guns going off, like boom, you know, like a, what is it, 21 gun salute or something. So when you
got the Green Day song.
What?
Yeah, I think there's a Green Day song called 21 Guns.
There you go. See? There you go. I'll have to do that one. But yeah, John, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about her, her, like I said, her progress and where she's headed. And I know you guys are too. And she's got tremendous, you know, you have tremendous support, Sophia, throughout the years. And you're with humility, and tenacity and humility. I mean, this is an outstanding, I'm not going to say you're a saint or anything like that, but yeah. And I also think that it can be more, I just saw something I wanted to bring up about this, and I think for some reason it just hit me that it could also be some kind of, I don't know why, but I'm just seeing it like a talk show of some kind where you're bringing on people and interviewing them. I don't know why that came up. I just was thinking that. So you never know, but yeah. If that's something that you would be interested in doing, but I know you're raring to go, so.
Well, I'm not sure what 21 will hold, but I can't wait to see, you know. I feel so many changes in my life already, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, thank you, you know, for all your support always. It means so much to us, and yeah, we're so glad to call you our friend.
Yeah, I'm very honored to call you guys my friends too. It wasn't that long. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that even Jack got in on the kind of you guys had sent me a video. You sent me something, and then before you did though, that girl, this girl, which we weren't naming any names, but you remember what I'm talking about. And somebody got very scared going to a house, and I saw her in a dream. And they were separating people, investigating, you know, what I'm talking about here. And, yeah, that was, you know, so it was kind of like, wow, even Jack is supporting the work that, you know, you're doing. but, yeah, and that tells me just how it tells me that there's a huge spiritual support for the work, you know, that you're doing. And I think one of the things that I find amazing is that you're fearless, Sophia. You're like, no, I'll just go to Pennhurst by myself. Bye. No, I'm you were can you imagine? Like, yeah.
No.
But, yeah, I know. But you guys just recently came from that what was that hotel where were you guys? I forgot.
Oh, the Glen Tavern Inn in Santa Paula.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, like, oh, it's haunted. You could just see it. I could just see the picture, you know, standing there. And it definitely is. You can see it. Definitely.
Yeah, totally. My mom wasn't feeling well that night. Her knees were hurting her. So my dad went on the investigation. I decided to stay back and make sure she was okay. And I love investigating, don't like it revolving anywhere around my sleep because I'm just trying to sleep peacefully. And I remember I was trying to go to sleep and that my mom didn't know how to turn off the TV. And she goes, okay, well, I'll close the cabinet and then your dad can figure it out when he gets back because I honestly just didn't want to deal with it. And So then she closed the cabinet, which you should have still been able to see the light through, and then the TV shut off. And she was like, oh, somebody's in the room. I'm like, I'm trying to go to sleep. Stop saying that.
Great.
She goes, somebody's in the room.
Yeah,
I know.
Great.
She goes, somebody's
wonderful.
In the room. Somebody turn the TV off. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. Please stop doing that, Mom. She goes,
that's
and then
so
she
funny.
Goes, thank you, whoever turned off the TV. I'm like, literally just trying to sleep. Stop doing that.
Well, I know that when I, you know, I kind of hold to the fact what that they are. We're literally walking through them. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they really are. I mean, even downtown when I was going to that thing I wrote you about, I walk in the back, everybody's on a hookah, like a bunch of caterpillars. And, yeah, I know, it's like that. And they, I could see it. I could feel it. I was like, okay, this is haunted. I even said that to Mike. Do you guys ever think this is haunted? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, wow. Me too. But I wasn't scared. It was just kind of like,
right.
Okay, we're here. You know, some female spirits that, and I think, I will say, I do think there is a difference between some that are kind of on the earth plane, you know, and they're just kind of wandering around. If they got in a violent thing, even my counselor at my church told me they're wandering around. You can't just demonize them and say, oh, they're demons, you know what I mean? I think that one of the things that happened, I can just honestly say this, I can honestly say that my book, Growing Up Medium, it came off this property. One of my friends had it. Now, I don't know why she didn't have any paranormal activity in her house. But anyway, she gives it to me, and all hell broke loose. And I had to take it out of the dumpster because it had, like, something attached, like, you know, John Zaffis with the haunted collector thing. And it had some crazy stuff attached. I saw snakes going across the floor, claws coming up over the bed. I am totally not kidding you. Check this out. I saw this nun, okay, and this nun was looking at me, and then this would give you the creeps. You know that nun? What's that nun from that movie that's really scary looking? I forget, but
I think the movie's just called The Nun.
Yeah, could be, but just the scare. And so I think, oh, cool, a nun, you know, like a friendly face, right? You know, because I'm a Catholic, and ooh. As it got closer, that face turned into the evil, snarly, mocking and sneering with horns coming out of the top of the head.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, dude. Yes. So I started praying, and I could hear them going, I could hear, like, Mark, Stephanie, take that book out. It's got a demon attached to it. And I'm like, oh, you know, so I'm like, okay. Took 45 minutes, and I literally, when I prayed, I saw angels come in. I saw them take out these dark figures that were in my living room, and I am totally not kidding. I was like, whoa, that was no nun. Oh, my God, that was, oh, my God. I was like, whoa, that was scary. Yeah. It was like something you see in a movie, you know. Yeah.
That's the thing about the paranormal is you really never know what you're going to find. You know, there's so many good spirits, but then, you know, there's also bad spirits. And that's just kind of the thing when you go into places is you never know what exactly you're going to get. And that I think that's the hardest part about the paranormal.
I totally agree with you, Sophia. I think, you know, that in fact, you remember that video that you guys had sent me, and what was that? I don't know what that place was. Whatever that was, but that thing that they said that the creeper, you know, and it comes down the wall and it's like, oh, sometimes it has four legs, sometimes six. And I'm like, great. So, you know, there's a great deal more darkness to it. I think there's more blessed places and then there's cursed places. And I think it's where that energy kind of gathers around where that residual energy is, where, you know, these
right.
things just take place. Yeah. John, you know what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
I think. You know, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful when you're investigating, because I've definitely known that people have been followed home and then just all hell broke loose, and it wasn't pretty and it wasn't safe. So you have to be, you can't be dumb. You just can't be dumb. I mean, you know.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. And what do you do to protect yourself when going on investigations?
Well, I've actually, and that's interesting that you say that, because when going into people's homes to be able to cleanse them, like house cleansings and clearing them and all that,
mm-hmm.
Just sending the Omega, praying, you know, and there was one place where actually the people that had passed on showed up to help clear, which was pretty cool. So it's kind of like they're here to help escort those guys out of here. And it was,
oh, wow.
I don't know why ghosts like closets. But
that's what my mom says too, because the ghost at our old house was in the closet, and it makes no sense, really.
I know. I used to say, well, you know, a transvestite ghost, this guy's, his wife's laundry was missing, so it's a transvestite ghost. I'm kidding. But, you never know. I know, it's a silly joke. But, you don't know. Maybe it's because they like to hide in there. I don't know, but I would definitely just say, yeah, you know, they're hiding. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about, because they do. But, yeah, I white sage. I definitely white sage. And white candles. And I think prayers are very effective. So, yeah, major, you know, a lot of that kind of thing. And it does, it definitely has cleared wherever, you know, we have gone. So people are not being choked anymore. We've had some freaky things where somebody was attacked by a succubus or an incubus or whatever, and just went over there and said a bunch of prayers, and they were not attacked anymore. So this is very real. This is, like, very real stuff. It isn't something
right.
to be taken lightly. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with talking about, you know, ghosts being in closets and the experience at my old haunted house, what advice would you give to people who are living in a haunted house?
Well, I think one of the main things I would suggest is that, and again, is to make sure that check the outside of the house before you go in. If you're going to buy one, know its history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is it on any ancient burial grounds, Indian burial grounds? Get the hell out of there. Not always are they going to want to commingle with you peacefully. There are some cases where there have been spirits commingling, and they're not, like, being harmful, but they're, you know, it's kind of good to get them to a place of comfort. I would just say to find the history and address, you know, who it might be, if you have the ability to do that, who's in there, and know the history and what they're doing and why are they in there. And did you bring something into the house that has a spirit attachment that they now don't want to leave because it's their territorial? This is, you're in my place, I'm going to scare you out of here. And that's how they do that. So I would just be cautious, you know the history of the place before you. And then again, you may have to leave. You may have to leave. I've had clients that had to leave. They had one had slime in the bathtub. Had to leave. It wasn't good to live there. So,
mm-hmm.
I think it's that's the advice I would give. And also, I definitely would pray. And like I said, light those white candles. I put on angelic music, you know, to
mm-hmm.
pull in the angels. Now, yeah.
And,
but I would not, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, with your abilities, where do you think the most haunted place in the world would be? And where would you like to investigate the most in the world?
You know, they always say that, what is that one sanitarium that everybody always talks about? Waverly? I think
yeah,
it's Waverly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waverly Hills.
For, isn't that supposed to be one of the ones that is supposed to be really, well, like, majorly?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tuberculosis and the way, yeah, people suffered there and the experiments that they did early on to kind of open the airways and the lungs of inflating them with balloons and all types of things and just painful procedures staff committing suicide.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You know, another one, I don't know, there's a, what is it? There's another one that's very, well, actually, if you think about these concentration camps, I bet they have a lot of, you know,
yeah.
spirits walking around and not such a pleasant thing. But, yeah, I think Waverly would probably be the one, and I certainly would not go there by myself. I might even do it from a distance. I always just tell people, if you're going to go in, hey, I'm
remotely.
Here, send, yeah, send healing to us. I wouldn't be afraid to go on the Queen Mary, though. I wouldn't. Because you
right.
always talk about
mm-hmm.
that thing that, yeah, I would not, no. No, because I think that they feed off of fear. They feed off of fear. They're not going to, you know, jump all over you or anything like that. You just be wise, you know. We just have to realize that there are more forces loose in this world today. There's no doubt about it. And it isn't just me that says that. So a lot of these exorcists and deliverance
right.
ministers, yeah. Waverly Hills,
definitely.
Yeah, that's
right.
what comes to mind. Yeah. Well, Sophia, would you
location.
Go investigate? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you go
I would
investigate
love to go
Waverly,
to Waverly
Hills?
Hills?
Yes, you would. Okay. She would. Of course. I just see you standing there with
yeah,
the sword.
I mean,
I'm going in now.
Well, there's so many places I would love to investigate, and Waverly Hills is for sure one of them. Yeah, it seems like a really cool location that I would just love to go and check out.
You know, it's interesting that I've heard that Neverland is gathering a lot of weird energy out there, too. I'm not surprised.
Even Disneyland.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Neverland, like Michael Jackson's thing, his home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of,
right.
they're reporting that weird stuff's happening. Again, I'm not surprised.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many locations, and, you know, every square inch of the earth is probably haunted, but, you know, a lot of places you don't know it. So, I
exactly.
mean, that's
a very
the interesting
good point.
Part.
Yes, very good
but
point, Sophia.
I know we're coming towards the end of the show. Are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events that you would like to mention?
I'm going to be performing at what's called the Monterey Court Thursday the 19th. It's here in Tucson, and I think it's a songwriter showcase. I'm not exactly sure. I'm waiting to hear back from her, but I am going to be performing there. And, of course, I am going to be putting out the CD that either be available on my website or whatever. Basically, that's the next event to come up, and I may be playing over, check this out, the Joe Ray Center where we had Jack's Memorial, because I ran into one of the people there, so I've been invited to play there in July. That's happening.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, this may even, you know, I don't know where all this, who knows, it could lead to, it could lead to a seminar. It's very possible where it's a concert seminar
mm-hmm.
kind of thingy, you know. I wouldn't be surprised with that, but yeah, that's what's coming up.
Well,
if they get it.
Well, thanks so much, Stephanie.
Amazing. Yeah, congratulations on that. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me again, and I always enjoy talking, and I just sharing all this information. It's always fun to do that, and I wish you guys the best, and I'll be in touch with you, of course. Thank you.
Thanks for
yeah,
all the support
for sure.
through
thank
the years.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
We'll
okay, you guys
soon.
Have a great day. Yeah, thank you, John. Thank you
too.
Sophia. And thank you, Shirley. Okay, God bless.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Bye-bye.
She's listening.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye. Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Stephanie is such a great guest as always. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Mian mentioned too, she'll be at in Tucson, that'll be on the 19th, and at the Monterey Club. Renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic healer, numerologist, Stephanie Ann Stevens. Everyone visit ommaster.net. As she mentioned, she has a CD coming out. All the information will be there, ommaster.net, as well to Amazon and Kindle search My Karate Angel for the book title, and YouTube search as well to for her music, and also as well on YouTube, Stephanie Ann Stevens. And as mentioned too, A&E's Ghost Hunters Brandon Elvis will be on next Saturday, the 21st. Memphis Ghost Investigations and Spirit Rescue Team investigators on the 28th. Detroit Paranormal Expeditions founder Todd Bonner will be on the program on April 18th. And Travel Channel Strange World Series host investigator Christopher Gertano will be on the program on April 25th with some new announcements too as well. You don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. Other guests are booking their availability too as well. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.